It all started on a sunny Saturday morning in July. The day before, we'd celebrated my friend Lucas' 17th birthday. We'd gone to the club and woke up the morning after, still dizzy, and wanting to go on a hitchhiking adventure. So we went, packed our bags, took the train from the city to go near the coast. We had heard about a party that was going to be thrown that night. You know, these huge techno parties going on in the woods, field, beaches, wherever we could celebrate for the sole reason of celebrating. And here we were, sitting on the side of the road with our thumbs up high. We'd walked past a leisure airport, saw planes flying in the orange college sky, the sunset making magical. Right in front of where we sat was a ranch with horses, and I had always loved horses. I was tired of waiting for a passing car, so I jumped off my feet and went to pet one. As I came closer to the fence, one of the horses came towards me. Its hair was of a creamy white color, and he had mice gray spots on his back. It was a simple moment, but when I looked around me, it was a vision of pure happiness. The never-ending empty road under the multicolored sky with the planes flying up high, the warm wind gently brushing against my face. It was like in the books and the movies. Lucas came along. We talked for a little while, opened a bottle of Jaeger, laughed, drank, ended up maybe a little drunk. 2 hours passed, but it seemed like the time had stopped. There was comfortable silence, but the sound of a car came piercing through from a distance, so we ran for the road and lifted our thumbs up. We had no hope, but we didn't care, and maybe that's why the car stopped. In fact, it was a truck from a local farmer. He asked us where we were going, but we obviously couldn't tell since the party was secret and kind of illegal. So he dropped us off at the nearest village, where we got lucky. An old Nevada stopped, filled with young people like us, searching for the raid, so we hopped in. I sat on a guy's lap, the other one next to me was playing the guitar, and there was a girl sleeping against the window. Lucas was sitting with 2 other persons in the trunk. We all sang songs and hotboxed the car. After what seemed like a timeless travel again, we had arrived. The sound system was blasting, lights, people everywhere. In the meantime, the sun had gotten down, leaving us dancing under a sky full of stars. I looked around me. All my friends were there. Some of them came like us, others had cars. We were all there, lost in nature for the sake of music. And my entire mind and body was submerged by a peaceful feeling. At that very moment, it felt like everything was right. I knew I was where I belonged.